This update is brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sport and Sorento. And Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Starting with the Dolphins, who will host a joint practice with the Jaguars in Miami Gardens this morning. It'll begin at 10:15. The practice is open to the public. The third and final preseason game will be on Saturday night at Hard Rock. Over to the Marlins, who avoided the sweep, beating the Cardinals 6-2. Miami will get a day off today before beginning a three-game home series with the Blue Jays tomorrow night. And in soccer, Inter Miami beat Tigres 2-1 in the League's Cup, advancing to the semifinal against Orlando. Next up, Miami will head to D.C. on Saturday night, Joe.
All right, Woody. Man, it's a great time, as you said. And by the way, just a little teaser here locally. Broward County, a few years back, started this National Football Showcase Series and started bringing in some of the top-ranked teams in the country. And so far, they've done a pretty good job of matching up, because not all the teams in Broward are equal. Some of them aren't quite as talented as other teams. But they've been able to go out and get three or four of the top teams in the country, including the number one team in the country. And then South Florida's loaded this year. Got three really, really good football teams in Chaminade, American Heritage Plantation, and St. Thomas Aquinas. So they started this thing, and going to play. I've always had this idea. It's probably never going to happen now, but I don't know why the best of Dade doesn't play the best of Broward. Like, I'd love to see Northwestern. And it's not a big deal. I would love to see this Northwestern team. I'd love to know when they're both really good and they know they're really good to be able to go, hey, we're going to play you. And watch Northwestern play one of those teams. That would be that'd be a lot of fun to watch. But anyway, it starts tonight. Three games tonight. Three tomorrow and Friday, and then two on national TV. On Saturday as well. So some great games coming up in Broward. They've done a great job of getting this thing all set up. And so if you get a chance and you want to go, a lot of different places, Piper and Peachtree Ridge are going to be playing. Cardinal Gibbons and Archbishop McCarthy, two Broward County schools, will play each other. And Monarch tonight at 8 o'clock versus the Jacksonville Bulls, who always have a good team up there in Jacksonville. Won a lot of state championships through the years. So we got all that stuff, man. And then, of course, college football's kicking off. We got this final preseason game. We got our final joint practice. This is not only the final joint practice. This is the last time they're going to be open to the public, to your fan base. 10:15 start today if you're shooting out there, want to head out there and watch. And, hey, look, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm kind of curious to see Travis Hunter. Hope he's practicing and want to see what he looks like as a wide receiver / cornerback. I wonder how you do that during practice. It's like high school again, right? It is so high schoolish. Like, all right, you know, you're growing up and not so much down here now, by the way. A lot of guys just play one way with the schools being so good. But, yeah, this guy's playing both ways at the highest level in the National Football League. I think everybody's I want to see him in one-on-one drills. Obviously, he's not going to be able to. He's either going to play wide receiver or cornerback today if there's one-on-one drills, because they're all going on at the same time. So he won't be able to do both. But, yeah, that's going to be a fun one to watch. Great storyline for the NFL. And I think really makes Jacksonville a lot more watchable. With people going to want to know what this guy's going to do. What do you think his numbers will be as a wide receiver? Because he's not a number one wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no clue. But I'll be honest. I think the more interesting thing on that team is their quarterback. I think Trevor Lawrence is a really interesting one, right? They've clearly put some weapons around him. There's no more Herb over there to ruin him.
No more Doug Peterson.
Yeah, so I'm very interested to see how he responds, right? Because he's kind of like in that Tua range of like when you're ranking guys, right?
He's been injured a lot. He has been injured.
Yeah, but he
missed a lot of games last year, too.
I know. But he's in that Tua range, isn't he? When you talk about guys that are like in the middle of the pack.
Boy, he's
He's got a lot of physical talent.
Yeah, he's got all physical talent.
They talked about him the first game he played in college. He was the first pick.
His leadership, how good he's been, you know, and everything. And it just so far. Now, some people still blame the organization. The Urban year, of course, gets blasted.
It's a pretty toxic organization for the most part, right?
It has been.
They've ruined a lot of good people.
I think finally they've really got this thing. I think putting Tony Boselli in the front office at the top over the GM and bringing in some guys for a new go seems like everybody's a lot happier. But you got to win games, man. Pete Prisco, who's going to join us later, they won 4 games last year. Jacksonville did.
Mm-hmm.
He's got him in the 7th spot to get in the last wild card.
Okay. It's kind of a homer pick.
Man, well, you might as well put the Patriots in there too then. That's
well, that'll be easy for a lot of people because the Patriots are getting a lot of love right now, man. They might be the most loved team in the offseason, right? All I keep hearing about is how great Drake May is, how awesome that coach is. They've changed the culture, all this different stuff. I mean, it's just what a love affair they're having with that team.
The other story that's going on, all the little trades that are going on. I saw the Jets picked up 2 defensive tackles. 49ers picked up a receiver. They got a guy getting suspended for a few games. And all these little moves that are being made here before this 3rd preseason game, there's been a bunch of little trades that are taking place.
Yeah, the suspensions are starting to trickle down, huh?
Well, we're all waiting on the big one in Kansas City. Rashee Rice, that's...
Well, it's coming. I guess it's coming later. Right? They're going to do it later in the season, I guess.
So what I see...
Really screw fantasy owners, like, you know, late in the year. Right around the playoffs, that's when they should do it. Right around the fantasy playoffs.
So they said he's probably going to play the first 4 games.
Yeah.
And then all bets are off. And then how long does he get? Does he get 8 games? Does he get 6? Does he get 4?
What's the going rate for almost killing people in a high-speed car race down the highway?
I don't know. That's
and then running away from it afterwards, laughing.
I don't know about the laughing, but
well,
running away.
What's the
laughing,
on that?
Or you just added that on to the thing?
The problem is they make. I don't know. The problem is they make
sound
these things up
your
as
story.
They go. Like the NFL doesn't seem to have real guidelines for any of these things.
Last guy we had speeding through Vegas, that didn't go well. He's still.
You're talking about the one that's in jail?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Somebody died.
Yeah. I think they let him out recently, didn't they?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Ruggs. I think he's on house arrest or something.
But this, Rashee Rice, really good player.
Yes,
he is.
We
saw his first year.
He's the best receiver.
Really, really good. I have no idea. You're right about the league. They don't really have, everyone's a little different. Like, all right, you're going fast, but nobody died. But you did run away. And you were with both cars, and so I don't know, 8 games? Go ahead, give me a shot. What do you think?
3.
3?
I'm going to go 3. That's the number I'm going with.
Well, you know the one that's always interesting, the guy that lays his hands on his girl,
uh-huh.
And if there's video, it's a lot longer than just being accused of it.
Well, if there's video, you could be banned for life. If there's no video, it could be 3 to
right.
4 games.
He said, she said, you know, unless there's a mark on her or something, mm-hmm. then
video,
then
no
that.
Good.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to get the video. Don't get the Ray Rice video. That was
groundbreaking, man. That was the first time we've ever seen that before, right? Actually caught on video.
Yeah,
the guy gets banned for life.
Yeah, that was.
He was thrown off that team so quickly.
That was a rough.
Everyone
one.
Goes, we're not touching him. And by the way, man, we've seen guys come back from a lot of crazy stuff now.
What is the
Deshaun Watson being one of them?
The DUIs are pretty common. Those happen every day to a lot of people, a lot of different places. All right, we've got to go to break. We get a little sidetracked here. We got Kim Bocamper on his way in, and Pete Prisco will join us in the 8 o'clock hour, senior NFL columnist. Knows that Jacksonville team very, very well, and I'm guessing Pete's in town to go to that practice today. And so we'll talk to Pete a little bit. Pete's got his predictions for the top 7 playoff spots in the AFC. Who do you think he had at 1 before I go to break? If you've been listening to him.
Baltimore.
No.
Kansas City.
No, he's a big Bills guy.
He's a Bills guy.
Got Bills 1, Chiefs 2, Ravens 3. I do agree those are the three teams.
The Bills have a lot of weaknesses, though, don't they?
You know what I heard
the other day? Throw to?
They're all good players. They got a lot of good players.
I know.
They got a lot of good players.
Doesn't that concern you a little bit?
Let me ask you, who's the second best player on that team?
On the Bills?
Think about that while we go to break. Who's the second best player
on the
Buffalo
side
Bills?
Of the ball, right?
Once you get past the MVP,
you'd have to go on their defense.
Yeah, think of one guy that dominates every, like, freakish. They got a bunch of 6-7 sack guys, and they spread them out throughout. No, it's – anyway, I guess that's maybe where you want to be. You get a lot of good players. Anyway,
well,
right
they're
now,
winning a lot of games, so I guess
they win.
Whatever they're doing is okay.
Yeah. Whatever they're doing with that group of receivers that nobody gives them a high mark, they just win. Hey, I want to talk to you about somebody else that's winning. Really cool. Before you get that next golf cart, for those of you that enjoy a really nice golf cart with your family, your favorite beverage to go out, cruise around, go see the neighbors. Hey, man, they're popular all over South Florida now. No matter, I live in Davie, and there's nice golf carts everywhere. And I got to tell you, there's only one Cliggy's cart. Oh, my gosh. Cliggy's carts are fantastic. Featuring Royal EV golf carts, 48 and 72-volt lithium battery options. They're designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety. So important with the kids. I said and safety. With aluminum frames. You know why they're aluminum frames? They don't rust. These things stay nice for a long, long time. Adjustable front seat and all 6-seat models. By the way, they got 4-seaters too. No one else offers that. Custom paint jobs for you once you pick out the one you like. We'll make it in your favorite team's colors. Never a problem. Sound bars, LED lighting, Cliggy's carts got everything you need. You know what? If you're making a decision, going through it, and you've been going to a place, before you do it, you owe it to yourself to stop by the showroom at Cliggy's Carts. It's located next to the Okeechobee Steakhouse in Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I know. I don't care if you're in Dade, Broward, up in Jupiter right now. Call 877-CLIGGYS, K-L-I-G-G-Y-S, or visit CliggysCarts.com. Get more information. They're slashing prices. Cliggy's Carts, man, they're so darn cool. I know you're going to love them. Digital Dash, nothing like them, man. They got everything you could ever want, absolutely loaded. You need to stop by that showroom, take a test drive. I promise you this. Once you see them, you're going to want to buy a Cliggy's golf cart. They're unbelievable. And remember this, Cliggy's will deliver for free anywhere in South Florida.
Number 58 from San Jose State, out of Milpitas High School, Kim Boekamper.
Can't say any better myself. I'd probably say Milpitas a little better
than that. Here we go.
We're in here 2 seconds.
I thought. I thought that was dead and buried, right? You know, last couple months, it kind of ran its course, and I thought it was dead.
I thought it was getting old.
Hollywood just can't. He can't. You know.
So it's football season, so we're going to start going back up there and getting some high school football.
You know what I think it is every week. I think he's a child.
He's
very childish, and he got this thing going.
All right, Joe. Then I don't want to see you laughing when we do it. Okay.
I laugh because, Bo, you know, some people do laugh about it because it.
No, yeah. I've told you, I go places and I've had people say, hey, I love that Milpitas thing. I really like that. And I go, really? I mean, that's what I've boiled down to, you know, you're going to have to start calling it Little Cornfield. What's the American version of Milpitas?
Yeah.
You know, all those Spanish names.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. In California.
Yeah, no, we come from agriculture. Those towns were both built many years ago, it was all about agriculture.
Pick many tomatoes and cut a lot of apricots in that town.
You know, through the years, we have talked about some of our first jobs, and I picked fruit myself like 5 minutes from the house. Yeah. These orchards were right next to us, and you can't do it. You can't shake them with machines.
No.
They got to be hand-picked so they don't bruise and
especially
put
tomatoes
in nicely and tomatoes and prunes and peaches and all that stuff that we picked. So it's pretty
funny.
Well,
I told everybody, I mean, you may have been the same thing as we would go and pick some fruit or pick some tomatoes, or we'd cut apricots because it's dry. They dry them out and stuff. And we would wait until we got enough money where we could buy some sodas to drink while we were playing baseball all day long. And then we ran out of money, like that last 2 or 3 days. Then we go back make ourselves, you know, $5 or something. And they, and look, the people, I tell you, the one thing I really, you know, you learn to respect those people that are trying to raise their families. Cause I'm getting, you know, I'm doing a bushel of tomatoes or something a day, and I get maybe, you know, seven, you know, I think one time I worked for $2 in like a 10-hour shift.
And these people, you make a lot of money.
And these people are making 20 or 30 because they're, you know, they're serious, and we're just trying to get a little.
Oh no, we had a lot of Mexican workers that did all that work and they were humping, man, because that was family it. Money. That wasn't player drinking money. That money was going back to the family. Yeah. Anyway, hey, man, we got a lot of stuff going, Bo. It's finally, it went by fast. Probably not for you because you spent 11 days on that trip or 12 days. Yeah. Did it feel like 11 or 12 days?
It did, you know. I mean, look, so, you know, we're used to going on a Saturday, playing a game on Sunday, and be back Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the best part of the job, right?
And even going on the road for when they have joint practices, you still maybe go out there on a Wednesday and you leave on a Saturday night or something. Yeah. It's not that bad. But, it was it got a little tedious in Detroit. But, look, I all in all, though, I like the joint. I love the joint practices.
I do too. A matter of fact, it's funny you said that because I'm really looking forward to this one today.
I am too. Yeah.
Because I think we might get more out of this and see more today than we will Saturday.
Yeah.
From the preseason game.
I'm wondering what they're going to do today. Cause I know Mike was talking about, he'd like to see a little bit of Darren Waller, see him do some. I haven't seen him run a route since he's been here. Maybe Tua, there's kind of been some, so I think he's going to have to decide, does he want to do it in the joint practice or does he want to give him a couple series in the preseason game? So it's going to be interesting to see what where he shoots, because those guys got to get, I just feel like they've got to get some kind of work, you know, although you look at, you got Indianapolis.
Yeah, funny, the old school guys all think you need to play. And
Indianapolis is like a dumpster fire up there now. So, you know, you got one game. You hope that
More than ever, you got to win that game. You got to go up there and not make a big deal about it. And the fact that Daniel Jones or who quarterback, you got to win
Richardson?
That freaking
game. You go, you know, I mean, that's a bad deal, right?
It wasn't too many years ago, fourth overall pick. Right. And you're basically saying, we don't think you're good enough. That's exactly what they're telling him. By the way, his agent comes out and says, we don't get it. He had a great camp.
Yeah.
I always love the agent steps in on that.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what coaches love to do is not play the best player.
Well, you think the agent's going to come up and say, hey, yeah, my guy didn't play very good in training.
Never.
He doesn't deserve it.
No, unless he wants to lose his client.
Yeah, that's right. Then Drew's on the phone with him right there.
Right.
As soon as he hears
and
that,
Drew's
hey,
got,
hey, Anthony.
I think you're pretty damn good. Forget what your guy thinks.
And by the way, we'd get a better deal probably.
Yeah, we can get you a deal done. Hey, so anyway, we've got a lot of stuff. I'm going to get into all these things with you, and we've got a lot of time. I do agree, and you've seen a little bit more than I have. Ollie Gordon seems like he's really pushing Jalen Wright for carries. You agree with that?
I do. I do. And along that line, right this year, right?
So what,
coming
what,
back,
yeah,
because you know he really showed up in training camp, and then he kind of got pushed back during the course of the season, didn't get as many. And then I thought we'd see a little more of that explosiveness that we saw last year in training camp out of him, but I really haven't seen. Then you get Ollie Gordon comes in here, and look, this guy's a good-looking guy. He's a tall guy.
He gets the most out of a carry, too. He'll get a yard for you.
You see, the guy, his junior year was fantastic. And he had a little drop-off, but, you know, this guy gives you power. He gives you speed. He could catch the football, and he loves to play the game. And that guy's always got a smile on his face. I'm telling you, he is just so. You know, I would like to see Jalen play a little better than he has.
Is Jalen missing cuts, Bo? Does it you feel like he's
I,
not?
I do. Yeah. I don't think he's. I don't
he,
think
he's not hitting the
he's
right.
Not
place.
Slashing.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, that to me, if you're a running back, that offense provides you a lot of opportunity because you can basically choose where you want to go. You know, they're going to stretch it out with the offensive linemen.
Yeah.
If you see them, if you see the edge getting, you know, clear, you can take it around. You can cut back or you can cut way back depending on what you see. So there's a lot of opportunity, But you know, when you see it, Joe, like, you know, it's not going to last very long. You got to put your foot in the ground and go.
Well, that's what this guy does. He plants. Ooh, yeah. He split them in that last game. Yeah. He split two guys, and he's 225 pounds. Yeah. Let's not forget.
Well, look, two years, he was a Doak Walker winner. Oh, he was All-American. He rushed for like 1,743 yards or something. And so, I think his last, I don't even know if they're juniors, seniors anymore, whatever, but however many years, got guys playing 9 years now. It's hard to figure out.
6-7 year player.
Know? Right.
Miami's got a linebacker, 7 years.
So I'll just say the previous year,
yeah.
He looked like he was going to be a bomb, a Heisman Trophy guy with the way he played. And then last year, I guess it didn't, just didn't materialize, but hopefully we get the best of him here.
All right, so we've got this little divide that you heard Mike McDaniel talk about a couple of days ago with his comments about the cornerback position. Hey, yeah. Man, technique, doing the right assignment, and we're seeing great things. You guys are looking at what they've done so far, and if they haven't had a resume of work, you think they're not very good. We don't look at it that way. We're going to find out, by the way, Tuesday's trade down to 53. How do you feel about this group? And I know Ethan Bonner's nicked up now, and that doesn't help.
Yeah, and look, we've talked about this, that
for 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's either 6 weeks. Even if it's just a tight hand, it's certainly not. I don't think it's a tear, but this is just me observing. But I know once those guys, a speed guy, gets that hamstring, it's not a 2 week thing, They got to get guys comfortable with it, so I think that to me is a 6 to 8 week deal with him.
I hope you're a bad doctor on that one.
Well, but so let's go before he got hurt. So before he got hurt, he was running with the first team.
He was. He and Sheffield were rotating.
You had Duck on one side.
Yeah.
You had Bonner on the other side with Sheffield, and Sheffield was always Ethan first, and Sheffield second. But they were. So they would share first team reps, but Ethan was always the first guy in, right? And so now you're lamenting the fact that you only have one undrafted free agent that's your steadfast cornerback, and you lost another undrafted free agent, Ethan Bonner, and you're thinking it's going to be better.
They're saying nice things about Cam Smith.
Just the fact that you were gonna your cornerstone now. Look, Storm Ducks played well. He's kind of changed his body around, but still, when you look at the hierarchy of players, you're happy to go in with two cornerbacks.
So you were one of the guys. So you're a front seven guy, and Coach Weaver hit this pretty hard. Yeah. Like part of this, you guys were counting on having a big pass rush.
Well, yeah,
and getting after guys,
but you're not always going to get it.
No, you're not.
I don't care how good of a front you are. I don't care if
you're not winning every time.
I don't care if you're Von Miller. I don't care if you're Reggie White. I don't care if you're those guys, they're getting, 18, 17, 15 sacks. That's 15 sacks. There's a hell of a lot more plays out there than 15. You know what I mean? I think he's right in saying that their pass rush is going to be very good, but it's not going to be very good.
You won't get there every time.
Teams are going to block it. And so, you need to have. That I'm thrilled with the front seven. I'm thrilled with the Dotson and all that, those whole all
Brooks, Jordan Brooks, Brooks.
Jordan Brooks,
man, Jordan Brooks,
all those
by
guys.
Himself, yeah.
And so I'm good with that. And I'm good with the edge rushers. And Matthew Judon comes in, and now you got a crowded room of pass rushers. I think in the last couple of years he's had 5.5 sacks each year, each of the last 2 years. But even with that, at some point, that secondary is going to have to play like a secondary.
So we got to go to break here. But you're thinking we're going to
– I think we're going to see a couple new – well, they just – I think they just picked one up yesterday.
We did, but we picked up another guy who hadn't played.
I get it. But I think I've been saying, for quite a while, I think after the cutdown day, we're going to see two people – in that secondary that haven't been here.
Well, you don't have to wait much longer, man. That'll be next week for sure. Kimbo Camper with us this morning. We've got a lot more stuff. By the way, coming up 8 o'clock hour, God always gets us stirred up here. Pete Prisco from CBS. We'll talk to to Pete. I'm expecting he'll be out there. He knows this Jacksonville team real well. I believe he does a radio show up there as well. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Oh, they can help Pete, Bo, Joe. They help us all, man. I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED, low T. If you're dragging and you just don't have the energy level you used to, I can just tell you this. At some point, every man is going to deal with low T where it affects your life. Tired, sitting on the couch more, falling asleep, no energy on the weekend, not walking, not working out like you used to. Then you gain weight because you're not active. And you know how this whole thing works, right, as you get older. Then on top of that, the other part of this no man likes to talk about is the ED. Sex drive, mine was hit and miss, and then it was just gone. Nothing happened. My wife was making excuses for me. It got so bad. Oh, don't worry. You're stressed out. No, it's not you. Yeah, man, I tell you what, I was ready to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. So when I did go, I got to tell you, I got great results. I got the T, the PSA test. More importantly, I met with their professionals. They answered all my questions. They got me on a program, and I got great results. And I've been telling everybody, I go to the plantation location. They got seven of them, including Hollywood Boulevard, a sweet new office you're going to love. Great people, even better results. But you got to set up that first appointment if you're going through low T and ED right now. And by the way, every guy out there will go through it at one point. Doesn't matter who you are, you lose. At some point, you can laugh at me now, but you're going to lose. And when you do, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic for great results. It's all right. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. Or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It works.
Here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today in the headlines?
All right, I thought this was a perfect one to bring up with you two here because I know you have differing opinions on this, but Shohei Ohtani got rocked last night, giving up five runs. He's been struggling as a pitcher, by the way. He also got hit by a ball last night. I know you're anti him pitching, right, Joe? And then Bo.
I'm pro, very pro.
You're pro, but very he's been rough over his last like five or six games. His ERA is like over six.
I don't care. I just worry about him blowing out his arm, and then I lose that power.
I know. Well, yeah. Look,
they're struggling. They got enough problems
right
now.
They babied him in about his first three games or four games, pitched one inning. And no, then they're kind of, you know, adding.
Hey, Bo, he's throwing it 100 miles an hour. He's throwing heat,
well, you know,
man.
So everybody's – you got all these young big pitchers now throwing 100 miles.
Everybody.
Even the kid from Milwaukee, not a big kid, but he's throwing heaters in there, man.
You got any night in the Marlins, they got a ton of those guys that go 97, 98, 99.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody throws hard.
But I still want to see him. I still like the uniqueness of it.
It's not
hurting him pounding those home runs.
No. When he rips them, they're gone. What else you got, Woody? I'm sorry.
All right. I know you guys are boxing fans here. This is a big one. Jake Paul is going to fight Gervonta Davis.
Raise your hand if you know Gervonta Davis.
How old is he?
58 or what?
Is he 58?
Is he collecting Social Security right now? Because I don't think if you're not collecting Social Security, you can't fight Jake Paul.
Yeah, or a former UFC guy that's 45. Exactly.
In that clause, right, I want to hear about you guys watching.
He's got that clause
Netflix
in that boxing match where you can't hit me if my jaw is sticking out right for like a big plum for you. You know,
I don't like the guy, but I got to give him credit.
No, I give him a lot of credit.
Found a way to make tens of millions of friggin' dollars.
I would suggest that there are more people that hate him than like him, and that's where he's getting. That's where
I'm not.
It's the Floyd Mayweather thing, just minus the skill.
I'm not the Paul brothers' biggest fans. No,
I'm not either. But
they found a niche in the market.
I'm gonna tell you what, those guys making a lot of money, man, and so hey. You know, be the bad guy.
Yeah,
you know,
it's doesn't
like
matter.
It's turn. It's this is the boxing version of wrestling. The WWE.
You're
right.
Right. Right. The guy that plays the bad guy.
You dig your persona up there, and you make people like it, or
make a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, we got a new show coming out here, guys. USA Fencing has partnered up with CNBC. This is fencing with the. You know, the pointy swords.
That's
come
one of the
on,
most
man.
Dynamic sports in the world.
What?
Fencing.
I thought you were serious.
Oh,
I thought seriously you were going through you were having one of those old guy moments.
You never know.
And I was like
maybe he's a fan of fencing.
Fencing?
No.
Well, you don't like sword fighting?
Come on. Whatever. Yeah, when I'm watching the Three Musketeers.
I've seen it in the Olympics. It's really the only time I've seen it.
Well, isn't the goal is to point the, hit the guy with the tip, right? Yeah.
Well, you know what? It'd really make it nice if you didn't have that little thing on the tip. And just
the winner.
Then you got some drama.
The other guy died. The other guy's right in the heart. He's done. Done.
Anyway, if you're interested in the sword fighting here, it'll
I don't
debut
get that.
October 25th at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Bo, what's a worse sport that when you see TV, you turn it right away?
Cornhole.
It's not a sport. He asked you.
Yes,
a sport.
It is.
No, it is. Like no. It's on ESPN for hours.
Professional big fat guys. With a cigarette, with a pack of cigarettes.
By the way, I got it set up in my backyard, and we play.
Yeah, but that's not. That's like a cookout or something.
No, it is for beer drinking.
These guys are sitting there sweating.
Or tequila drinking.
Ooh, you know the guy goes, ooh, hey, man, he just left that one on the rim. What a great shot. Yeah.
What a block. Oh, my God, what a block.
Who broadcast that? Dave Lamont?
That was a Dave Lamont deal. You're a bad guy, I fell right into it.
I shouldn't say that because he's a very good bowling announcer.
He is. Dave did do a lot of bowling.
He still does.
Look at you. You've been watching a lot of ESPN, boy. This guy knows.
He's probably going to watch the fencing thing.
I probably won't.
Looking for something to do in the afternoons?
Let me ask you, watch Little League Baseball, these games at all?
Everyone I can get.
I've been watching way too much. I'm watching damn 11 and 12-year-olds play Little League Baseball.
When we were in Chicago, I think I watched four straight games.
What?
Because this wasn't even. You were bored as hell. This wasn't even when they were in Williamsport. This was like the regionals to get to Williamsport, and so yeah, I always like the College World Series, and you know what I've grown fond of is the girls' college. I mean, Little League World Series.
Now the softball girls are doing it too, same age.
Yeah, I enjoy watching that. Look, I enjoy watching the College World Series. Or whatever they do, the NCAAs.
Yeah,
for the girls. Yeah, the softball. I don't know. I like girls softball. I enjoy it.
I like the men a little better, but that's fine.
I mean, look, if I was going to have to choose between the two, I'd rather see a guy throwing the ball, a fastball than an underhand ball. But
all right,
I'm just trying to give some love to you.
That was good. Well, yeah. You handled that with class.
Do you think you could hit one of those?
I actually did one time for CBS where I went to up Westminster High School up in Broward and tried to hit against one of their high school girls.
How'd that go?
I whiffed about four or five times.
Yeah, I'm guessing if you haven't seen it, I'd strike out too.
Because it's a shorter distance.
Yeah.
And that ball comes fast.
And they rise it.
Yeah. It's a riser or whatever, change ups or whatever. Yeah, no.
That motion.
You look like an idiot.
All right, what else you got?
All right, last one here, guys. Tiger Woods is going to be involved in the PGA Tour here, as I think they've realized their product sucks. And
he's involved with one of Trump's
Tiger
daughters,
says
that,
the goal.
I know he's involved.
Trump's
in that.
Former daughter-in-law.
Whatever
yeah.
it is, in the bloodline there.
Yeah.
Maybe not the bloodline, but you know.
The goal for the PGA Tour is significant change. Tiger Woods added in a social media post that the committee he's part of is about shaping the next era of the PGA Tour.
By the way, Doral's coming back. I'm glad to see the PGA coming back to Doral.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Good. That's great.
Next year.
Doral's
26. 2026.
That event.
Remember Mickelson and Tiger?
Oh, that event was
classic.
So good. So good. Yeah.
God, Tiger. Tiger made that event.
I remember watching. It was one. Who's Australian? Greg Norman. So I watched Greg Norman one time. It was the last round. He shoots like 62, 63, and then it goes to a playoff. And that first hole is a par five, right? In Doral?
Yeah.
And so he eagles the par five. 19 holes, he shoots 66.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. That's a fun course.
That's a nice course.
By the way, I like to watch it. I did not enjoy playing it. The last time I played was on that course. I lost so many in the rough, and they're telling me keep playing, just drop the ball where you think it is, and I just said this is going to be.
Look,
it.
If you play any of these courses, if you play them around with tournament time, You know, yeah. when the tournament's coming
they
up.
They make it a little
rougher.
Yeah, it's
a little rougher.
They don't want it easy for those guys.
Especially when you hack like we used to.
Don't worry. Woody rips the PJ guys. Just won't give him any credit up there. We like to say good morning to Jupiter, by the way, where a lot of those guys live this morning.
You know, we had someone driving down from Orlando that texted in this morning. He said he'd let us know like where he started here. They said Vero Beach.
Vero
Beach
was where we started.
Oh, is that where we used to play the Saints?
Yeah,
Dodgertown.
Dodgertown. Mm-hmm. They used to have.
So I told them that the Dodgers used to have spring training there.
They did. I didn't know that.
They did.
And
so
the
Saints. We would go up there every year and just do a scrimmage. Then they do a barbecue afterwards.
Right.
And then we'd come home and drink beer the rest of the weekend.
No, they had a bunch of beer for us.
Yeah.
Who'd we share a facility with at St. Thomas with the Baltimore Orioles were there.
Baltimore Orioles, that's right.
Eddie Murray
that's
and
right. Cal Ripken.
All those guys. And then all those great Palmer and all those guys. You're like, they were great baseball cards, Woody. That would have been great stuff to have. 8 o'clock hour's coming up, man. Thank you, Wood. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Joint practice today, 10:15, the last one with Jacksonville and last one for the fans to go to. 10:15 start. If you don't have tickets, don't worry about it. Just show up. Just show up. Don't worry about the tickets. Hey. Want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. You know what? I like to throw out a couple of numbers. You got a lot of choices. You know that by now. But how about these numbers? 37, 135, and 7. How about that? 37 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week with the best people. Trained and certified technicians, licensed, experienced plumbers. So the next time you have a problem, and by the way, need a new water heater, or you need a new air conditioning unit, we don't have to order them. We have them right here in a warehouse, ready to go for you. Matter of fact, same day installation is always the goal. We have financing plans, still family owned and operated, and ready to make sure you get great service and get great prices on everything. That's what it's always about at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Matter of fact, tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. The next time you have to make a plumbing decision or have an air conditioning problem, they'll come out quickly. 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami Sports.